Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Here in just one second, I do have two callers on the line, though, and I want to go and get y'all so y'all don't have to wait another 10 minutes for me. I do appreciate when we do get callers in on the show. I'm going to go out to Michael and Alpharetta real fast.
So I remember back when the season first started, at the beginning of the season on the midday show, you guys did a bold take. And I know Andy said Chris Sale would be in the Cy Young running. And I couldn't remember if it was you or Randy, but one of you said Marcell Ozuna will not duplicate what he did last season. Man, I tell you, when he in the COVID season, we go back to that, he almost won the Triple Crown.
He did.
And then he had all those legal problems.
Yep.
And at the beginning of last year, I was pulling for him so hard. I'm like, man, come on, you got this. And everybody's talking about bench him. And on the last game of the year, he got his 40th home run and 100th ribby. And man, he just picked it right back up where he left off. Man, he is on a tear right now. So yeah, let's give that man his flowers.
Hey, 100%. Hey, Michael, thanks for the call, man. I don't know if it was the midday show that said I don't think he'd be able to replicate it. It was definitely not me. Now, the numbers he put up last year were all career highs for him. Now, that's hard to do 2 years in a row. But look, last year I was one of the ones that was about ready to give up on Marcell. Because, look, man, he was hitting .08 through the first month of the season. I'm glad he turned around. Look, Marcell Ozuna, I've met him on numerous occasions. I bartend up at Truist Park. They have parties and get-togethers for players and players' families. Marcell Ozuna, without revealing too much information, is one of the nicest people that you will meet that wears an Atlanta Braves uniform. If it gives you any kind of indication what I'm talking about, I bartend up there for things like that. Very, very nice guy. He's one of those guys that will come over and say hi to you, you know, when everybody else or some other people may just ignore you when they walk past you and anytime you see him in the hall. You know, but his teammates feel the same way about him, so I'm 100%. And look, the best thing about that is that we get Marcell Ozuna. There's a player option on his contract for like $16 million for next year. So he's not simply going to be a free agent at the end of this season. It's going to be up to the Braves to pick up the player option. I assume they're going to do it. Let's go out to Mo in Columbus right now. What's up, Mo?
Bo, what's going on, bro?
Hey, man. It's all about you, bro. It's all
look,
about you.
Look, I got to step out of the room. Like, I got a cookout going on with my daughters. We were going to go fishing today, but we end up not going fishing because we woke up a little late having a cookout. I was like, ooh, I'm missing Bo's show right now. Let me turn on the show.
Wait,
you
man.
Were talking about your daughter.
Yep. Nothing about what I'm talking about right now should get in the way of you and your daughter spending time together, though. But if you can do them both at the same time,
bro,
by all means, bro.
Look, they are like, Dad, what you doing? And I'm like, hey, I'm calling to the radio show. I'm stepping away for 5 minutes. I just showed my daughter how to light the grill.
Nice.
So I showed her literally how to stack charcoal. And this is my bonus daughter, you know what I'm saying? But it's my daughter, so.
Hey, kudos to you,
bro. I just showed, like, I don't have no stepdaughters. We don't step on nobody. My bonus daughter, I just showed her how to light the grill. Like, she always comes over. She's like, I'm gonna come out here and cook out with you. So we got one in the kitchen helping mom, one's out with me. And I'm like, let me show you how to stack the charcoal. Let me show you how to do the chimney fire. We did chimney fire, lit chimney. She's like, why are we not using lighter fluid? I was like, because the season could have meat. Like, oh, you know, so it was all those cool things. So I know it's not an AMA, but I wanted to call in and I wanted to ask you a question while I'm listening. like, what's the dopest thing that you've done with one of your daughters thus far that was just like, it was just that moment like, ah, I just had that, you know, moment.
Great, with my own. Freaking
and
question.
I know we not.
Great freaking question, Mo. And look, man, I appreciate you calling in. Look, one of the most important things that kind of gets overlooked with parents raising kids is teaching your kids to do stuff on their own. All right, everything that I come across, and look, and this includes having kids order for themselves at restaurants and even at the counter at Subway or at Zaxby's. Have your kid order for themselves as soon as they can, like, talk and actually think about what they want. It's so important to get them used to talking to other people in public and being able to do things for themselves. Everything I do when Olivia's at my house, she's 10 now, and that's old enough that she can comprehend how to do stuff. Even if it's something like taking apart the cat water thing and showing her how to do that, which I did like yesterday, or showing somebody how to light the grill. So the most badass thing that I've done as a dad outside of coaching, so I'm going to incorporate all three daughters. So I'd like you, I have my middle daughter was not of my blood, but she is of my spirit. So outside of coaching my youngest daughter's softball team, which is just a dream every time I get to do it, and I hope it lasts forever, but I know it's not going to. The coolest thing I've done with my other two daughters is in 2019, we were going to start going to every ballpark, one a summer or however long we do it. This is something a lot of people say they want to do and just never do it. Me and my oldest two daughters got on a plane, went down to Miami, went to two Braves games, stayed in downtown Miami. Or no, we didn't stay. We stayed on a beach, like a 10-minute Uber from Marlins Park. Went to a couple Braves games, had dinner on the beach a couple times, got some fresh seafood. We're only down there for like 4 days. I highly recommend doing something like that with your kids. Get out and do fun stuff with them. That's mine for me. It was just a fun trip. Then COVID happened, so we didn't get to continue it, but we are going to. But now my mom's wanting us to go on cruises and stuff. So we went on a cruise all together. We're going on a cruise in 3 weeks or 7 weeks all together as well. So thanks for calling, Mo. Appreciate you. Let me go out to the wadeford.com hotline right now and pick up my boy Day-Day Lewis. Day-Day, what's going on?
How's it going, bro? Appreciate you having me on, man.
Hey, man.
And good stuff there, bro, on the kids learning to do stuff on their own. My wife is really big with that. Just to your point, when we're at restaurants, man, and she wants them to order their own food.
Yeah.
So, yeah, kudos to you on that, man. Great spot right there.
Yeah, I mean, it's super important that, look, man, I hope that it doesn't happen, but if I keel over tomorrow, I want Olivia to know as much stuff, how to take care of herself as much as a 10-year-old can. All right,
yeah,
now I'm not out here,
on,
you know,
on.
She doesn't know how to go out there and kill her own dinner yet, but she will one day. You know, our kids need to be able to survive without us, you know, and
right,
that starts at a young age, you know. So, hey, man, appreciate you joining me for a few minutes. Sorry to keep you waiting there.
No, it's all good.
But I didn't check the call screener, you know, and I had some guys waiting. I didn't want to keep them waiting, so appreciate you hanging out there. Hey, man, let's talk some numbers here, bro. So WrestleMania 40, night two alone. I've got
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole. Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some other gate numbers. Night two alone, so the total both nights, 145,000 people over two sellouts at Lincoln Financial Field over two nights.
Right.
You know,
right.
167 million views for Sunday alone in 24 hours. You have to put a cap on it. 20,000
right.
people packed Wells Fargo Arena, who probably doesn't even seat 20,000 people when there's a basketball game going on there. They didn't even use the Jumbotron on Monday Night Raw. That's the Monday after Mania. You know,
right.
this thing, just real quick, and I think I read something earlier, there were all weekend, just total views, it's over 600 million views for WrestleMania.
Correct.
WrestleMania
Correct.
40, man. So what did you think out of, like, night one, you know, and the whole show, I want to get into a little bit before you know, we got about 4 or 5 minutes here. I want to get a little bit to you about what the storyline's moving forward. What did you think of the entire show? You know, we kicked it off. I think was it Rhea and Becky
night?
Kicked off the whole thing on Saturday, right? They kicked off
Correct.
Wrestling. Yeah.
Saturday, yes.
Tore the house down, man. I love
Rhea
what Rhea Ripley's doing. Yeah,
she came out with the band that actually performs her theme song.
And, Motionless in White, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yep. yes, yes. So fantastic. Overall, man, just a fantastic 2 days. I didn't get to watch day one live, but I did get to go back before watching Sunday live, you know, watch everything and just get myself caught up. But first, man, I just want to say I think Triple H is doing a wonderful job in finding a way to make WWE and wrestling in general just kind of fun again and wanting to kind of see what's going on. Great storylines, to your point. I know we've gone back and forth on what we would think kind of would happen with this whole bloodline, Cody yeah. Rhodes, then Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, like just, you know, because he's really done a good job, I think, of making us intrigued again about what the outcomes will be for some of these matches. And not even just on the pay-per-views. I mean, even the Monday Night Raws and SmackDowns are having some great little situations where just this past week we see, you know, Solo turn on Jimmy. So, first off, I just want to say he's doing a great job with that. But I think, bro, man, like, this has to be one of the best WrestleManias I've watched. And I can't sit here and act like I've watched every single one of them, but I've watched enough to rate. And this by far may be at the top of that list for me.
Yeah, I agree, man. The whole thing, and we're talking about 6 hours worth of content here. If I had to, or if I had the time and somebody asked me, you want to sit down and watch all 6 hours of WrestleMania 40, and I actually think it's longer than that, I would 100% do it from start to finish. There was not – I don't recall there being a match that I was not just completely enthralled with, and that does have a lot to do with fresh storytelling. And it also has to do with, you know, Triple H is doing a lot of things right now during his, you know, the very, very beginning of his run that fans kind of want.
Right.
You've already seen him give the wrestlers who deserve title shots and titles, you're seeing him kind of give those where, you know, Vince had his boys, Vince had his people.
Yes.
And he would never really move away from that. Now, one of right. Vince's boys was like John Cena. And look, John Cena's the hardest working man in the business, but that's also why John Cena never left the company.
Right.
You know, but it looks like Hunter, man, is going to give a lot of these guys, you know, like Bailey. I was so happy to see Bailey win a championship on Sunday.
Yes.
Because she's a workhorse, man. She always does her job and puts people over. And when I talk about putting people over, man, let's not the hero of the entire two-day WrestleMania was Seth Rollins, bro.
Man, without a doubt. And we talked about this before. I told you, I think, what pay-per-view was. I can't remember. It's about 3-4 pay-per-views ago. But Seth came out, and the pop he gets night in and night out, I told you before how I felt like, low-key, he is kind of the superstar of WWE.
Why do you think they put that World Heavyweight Championship on him? Like, look, we're going to introduce a new title into this whole thing because Roman's had the same belt for almost 4 years now. We're going to reintroduce the World Heavyweight Championship. They give it an updated look. Who can we put this belt on that for a solid year is going to make it reputable?
Right.
And that was Seth freaking Rollins.
Right. And I mean, and he did a great job. Obviously, we'll see what's going on with him and his storyline. I'm really intrigued about that. The injury at the end of day two at the big match, I kind of feel like his knee may really be, you know, he may really be having some trouble with his leg. I know a lot of times they're like, oh, it's fake. Listen, you can't fake 235 pounds landing on a table. There's a certain thing your body technically should not be doing night in and night out. And I think, you know, I'm sure we'll find out, but it looks like he really may be injured a little bit. So it's going to be interesting to see if he, you know, if the belt coming off of him was more of him taking a break or if his injury may be worse than what's kind of going on. And then to your point about the storytelling, I know you got to go. I know you got to get to break. But the way they did Drew McIntyre, and remember, you and I said, Drew has that character. He's a tough character because there's moments where the crowd will want to ride with him, but then there's moments where they get off of him real quickly. So the way they did him with the belt almost feels just like how his character is. So again, great job, I think, for 2 days. I think Triple H is doing a wonderful job with how he's starting to turn things around. And again, he's making it more intriguing to watch, even at what, you know, yes, I'm saying it, almost 50 years old. You know, I still think he's doing a great job of storytelling.
Well,
the man's soap opera.
Speaking of storytelling, though, look, man, if Drew McIntyre leaves the ring and he doesn't go over there messing with CM Punk, he doesn't have his belt taken from him for Damian Reese. Damian Priest. And I think that is something they've wanted to do for a time is put a strap on Damian Priest because he definitely deserves that. Damian Priest is a fantastic in-ring performer. He talked about representing, you know, the island of Puerto Rico in the press conference afterwards. But look, if Drew leaves well enough alone and doesn't go over there poking the bear that is CM Punk, he still has his belt. So they just set up a whole year's worth of storytelling about, you know, behind Drew McIntyre and CM Punk. But yeah, man, let's talk about SmackDown. So on Friday, real quick, so Tama Tonga comes over. Tama Tonga was one of the leaders of the Bullet Club. They've almost gotten all of them in WWE now. Comes over, and it looks like we're going to see a new Bullet Club forming. The way that Paul Heyman was acting on Friday, it looks like Roman was just kind of booted out of the of the bloodline. Now, I was talking to Grant McCauley about this before I came on, and, you know, they brought up what Solo was saying about, you know, losing has consequences. Now, you're led to believe at the time they're talking about Jimmy Uso, but it kind of looks like big picture talking, it was more about Roman. Roman did name Solo the heir apparent a month ago, whenever it was.
Right.
So it looks like Solo is taking it upon himself to run with that and form a new bloodline, which a bloodline civil war on the horizon is what we could be looking at. And look, that's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Again, Triple H finding ways to create more and more storylines because that's been the problem with wrestling. You know, the storylines kind of get stale because they stay with them too long.
Yeah, and so all we're waiting on right now is Jacob Fatu to come on over.
Yeah.
And you're going to have all the active wrestlers that have anything closely resemble to that family in the actual bloodline. And yeah, man, bloodline civil war. I'm all for it.
Don't forget
that. Awesome stuff, man. Can't wait.
Wasn't actually like call, Roman didn't call Solo. Solo was brought in by the elders, according to storyline.
Yeah, that's true. Solo was brought in by the elders. It wasn't Roman's doing there.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens down the line, man. Day-Day, I appreciate you joining me, brother. We are up against it. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, man. Sounds good, man. See you. Thanks for having me.
All right, we're gonna experience the NFL when we get back. This is the Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
get ready.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.